This is Gail Gray, and you're listening to Guildcast. Happy 50th episode, Sean.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this 50th episode of Guildcast for October 14th, 2006. I'm your host, Sean. Yep, you heard it right. That was the Gail Gray. She was kind enough to record that little intro for this show, and it completely made me giddy with glee. She also recorded something for the one-year anniversary show coming up, too. So, thanks a lot, Gail. You totally rock. For this 50th show, I thought I'd do something a bit different and not talk too much about Guild Wars at all. Since we're now on show 50 and approaching the one-year anniversary of Guildcast, I'm going to talk about the origins of the show, how I got into the game, and podcasting in general. And for anyone interested, some more about me. So, we'll start out with me, my favorite subject. I'm 31, originally from the Chicago area. I live in Southeast Tennessee now. I work as a graphic artist, and I have two daughters who are my entire world. Weekends are pretty much my family time with them, so that's the reason I'm rarely on Guild Wars during the day on Saturday or Sundays. And if I am, it's because they're not there or they're sleeping. I have about a million hobbies to keep my attention deficit mind busy. I, of course, enjoy gaming, and I have most of my life starting from the early days of RPGs on computers. And that's actually something I've talked about before on an earlier episode. I believe it was pretty early, like episode 2 or 3. I also enjoy restoring classic cars when I get the money, but that's a pretty expensive hobby. I currently own two cars that are older than me, and no, they're not up on blocks in my front yard. I'm kind of a hippie at heart, because I try to be as self-sustainable as possible. It runs in the family, though, because both of my parents are hippies, and I have several pictures of me as a baby sitting in their van in our backyard with my hair down to my shoulders, and I was only about 4 years old. I also raise chickens, and I'm currently working on a rather large garden for next season. My ultimate goal would be to move out of this urban area I'm in now and get more land. Have a larger garden and more animals. Just as long as I don't get too rural to where they don't have cable internet access anymore. I'm also working on getting a vehicle that I can convert to use biodiesel. So basically I make my own fuel at home out of waste vegetable oil from restaurants. Yeah, I told you I was a hippie. I'm also really big into music, and I enjoy playing music, whether it's on the guitar or drums. When I was in high school, actually, I was in a metal band, and I was a drummer for a metal band, and we were relatively popular in our area. We had one studio-produced album that we made when I was, I believe I was about 17, and we had three t-shirts, and we had all the energy in the world. I sure do miss those days sometimes, but especially that energy part. I've had a variety of jobs in my life, despite the fact that I now do for a living what I got my college degree in, which is graphic design. I've done everything from auto body repair, I was an exterminator, I was a courier, a lawn and garden specialist, and surprisingly enough, I was a police officer at one time for a city in Arizona. Yep, old Sean was actually a cop. Can you believe it? That's actually a little-known fact about me, even in my personal life, and here I go telling over 2,000 people. None of these jobs appealed to me, though, so I eventually went back to graphic design about 6 or 7 years ago. So anyway, the first time I heard anything about podcasting was, ironically, just about the same time I'd heard about Guild Wars. It was right around early spring of 2005, I believe. And also, ironically, neither one interested me too much right off the bat. I'd listened to webcast radio shows for a while, before podcasts, mostly those old-time mystery rebroadcasts you can hear on the iTunes radio section. That was fine for a while, but the connection would sometimes cut out, or it would lag the other people on the network at work, if I was listening to it during work, since it was a streaming radio show. So then this podcasting thing came along, and I thought, hey, what a great idea. But I never really got into it. Like I said, I never downloaded any because I didn't want to use a separate application just for this. And like at work, you couldn't really download too many applications to put on those computers. So I ignored podcasts for a little while. But when iTunes made the brilliant decision to include podcasts in their newest version of iTunes on, I believe it was June 30th, 2005, that's when I just fell in love with podcasts. I remember that first day, I was looking for podcasts that document daily lives, because that's what I heard that they were about. They were just like normal people making radio shows, and I thought, this is great. It's great to take seemingly uninteresting snippets from seemingly uninteresting people's lives, and to me, that was, well, it was interesting. The first one I tried was something about a guy driving in his car, and he's just talking, rambling about this and that. It seemed like such a great idea at the time. I really got into it. And, you know, I'm all about listening to people rant. But inevitably, that soon got boring for me, so I started looking for educational podcasts. I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could learn something new, like, say, a foreign language or the theory of nanotechnology while I'm sitting at my desk doing my mundane job at work? So, you know, sounds like fun. I kind of still hold on to that idea sparingly, but my taste in podcasts has since turned more towards entertainment value rather than educational value. I like to listen to a lot of comedy podcasts just to kind of take my mind away from the work that I'm doing, you know, while I'm there. So anyway, enter my big idea. I thought, hey, I can do this too. While I was listening to the Chris Perillo show, who I actually loved watching back in the tech TV days, and he had an episode where he explained how to make your own podcast. I thought, well, it seems easy enough. I searched the iTunes directory for podcasts about comedy music shows, much like the old Dr. Demento radio shows from when I was a kid, if anyone's old enough to remember that. There didn't really seem to be any at all that I could find, so I went ahead and got the ball rolling. I started up my new podcast with a lapel mic that I got free from my dad's old computer and this free Audacity program that I heard about on Chris Perillo's show. That first podcast of mine was fun, and I actually include many techniques that I learned then with Guildcast Now. I'd have like themed episodes each week where I'd look for five or six songs on GarageBand.com, and I'd make sure that they related to a certain subject, and I'd just play them. This was my favorite part of my first podcast, and it's still probably my favorite part of making Guildcast, which is looking for themed songs. I really get into that. On more than a few occasions, I've downloaded the complete songs that I've used in a show, and I added it to my own regular playlist. One group, I even bought their album that they had for sale on their website. That's just how much I really liked it. So anyway, on this first podcast of mine, which was called Weisenheimer Radio, there was really hardly any talking by me. It was maybe the first 10 minutes of each show, but when there was talking, it was anything but humorous. I was way too nervous to even try out my whack sense of humor on anyone, and so I took it real cautious. You know, I just talked, and it was much like the first few episodes of Guildcast, where I didn't really try to be funny at all, you know, and that didn't really work for what's supposed to be a comedy show. So after 8 shows, I had about 17 or 18 subscribers, which at the time I didn't think of, you know, being that bad at all. I was just amazed that anyone would actually listen to me talk and play music at all. The highlight of this podcast was when I was able to interview this band that I was totally obsessed with named Orange Monkey. They're out of Los Angeles and just as funny as can be. They make, in my opinion, they still make some of the best comedy music. Anyway, during the interview, I had this idea where I would have other people do the show's intros for me. Like, say, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Weisenheimer Radio. And hopefully, I could get a new person to do it each week. Here, I'll go ahead and I'll play three. I have three samples of each of some of the ones that I actually played on that show. Two of them were actually from the members of Orange Monkey.
This is MC Roger from Orange Monkey, and you're listening to Weisenheimer Radio, sucker.
Hi, this is Crystal from Orange Monkey, and you're listening to Weisenheimer Radio,
This is Tara, and I live in Canada. And if I had electricity and internet access, I'd listen to Weisenheimer Radio.
So, this was pretty exciting for me, and it was a fun little thing to do. Then recently, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do this for Guildcast? Someone could call in and just say the intro for me, just like Gail did on this show. Something like, you know, this is John from Missouri, and you're listening to Guildcast. Or maybe, you know, if you want to use your character's name, you could say, you know, this is Ironclaw Firefist or whatever, and you're listening to Guildcast, the Guild Wars podcast. Or, you know, something like that. You know, you could be creative, be funny, if you'd like. But, of course, don't use profanity or anything that wouldn't go along with the spirit of the show. You wouldn't have to say the episode number or the date either, since that wouldn't really work with the method that I'll be adding them in. But as soon as people start sending these in, I'll add in a few to the beginning of some shows. Or even if you wanted to send in a little, like a happy one-year anniversary Guildcast type thing, I could get those all together and play them as one big group of sound bites for the anniversary show that's coming up next month. I think that'd be kind of cool. So anyway, back to this first podcast. At around episode 4 or 5 of it, I believe, it might have been a little bit later, but I had the idea to start a Guild Wars podcast. Since I was really enjoying Guild Wars, and I wanted to tell the world about it, you know, and I really liked podcasting too. I'd only been playing Guild Wars for about maybe not even 5 months before I started Guildcast, which is funny now if you think about it. So after 4 episodes of Guildcast, I had about 75 subscribers, and I was floored. In 4 weeks, I had almost 5 times the number of listeners as my other podcast did in 8 weeks. So, of course, it wasn't a difficult decision to drop the first podcast and concentrate on the second. Advertising ideas for the show came fairly easily to me since I minored in advertising in college. I remember my first silly idea was to go from major town to major town, like Ascalon City and Lion's Arch, go through each district and do a shout about the show. I would say, like, you know, listen to the latest Guild Wars news in audio format, and I don't really even know if that worked or not. But from there, I advertised on the major forums, or at least I tried to. A few of them, one in particular that shall remain unnamed, basically told me no when I asked if they'd put up a news article about a new Guild Wars podcast. But, you know, I can understand that. I mean, I'm just some guy talking about the game. Nothing spectacular, right? Especially when I was first starting out. And that would almost amount to free advertising if I was making any money off this, which I wasn't. But they charge for advertising, so why would they just go ahead and advertise my show, you know, for free? Well, now it makes it a little sweeter to me that I'm right up there alongside of them on the Guild Wars fan site listing. So, in addition, I've also started advertising on the other podcast rating sites, like Podcast Alley and PodcastDirectory.com. And, of course, my best move of all was when I advertised on MySpace, where I snagged Lady Sinea. Some of you original listeners may remember the progression of events that led to Lady Sinea joining the show. But it basically started when I sent her a request to add her as a friend on MySpace, because I noticed that she was into Guild Wars too. In fact, if you're listening to the show now because of a MySpace invite by me, it was during this time, because I've only done it that one time. Or I may have done it again, like maybe the next week I did it again, but only to like 3 or 4 people before I got totally just sick of the laggy MySpace servers. You know, it kept giving that an error has occurred, you know, whatever. So Lady Sinea then sent me an email about how she liked the show, but she disagreed with me on this and that, and she was very tactful about it. We actually emailed a few times about the issue, which I think, if memory serves, was the episode about Thunderhead Keep, because we still joke about that now, where she talks about, you know, Sean says you got to go to the west and east side, but I say always Camp the King. I think that was the first issue that we ever emailed each other about. But she called in one day, and she left a voicemail, and some of you earlier listeners might remember that, or the people who have gone back and listened. When I heard that voicemail, I was like, wow, she's knowledgeable about the game, She's not afraid to speak her mind on what she believes in, and she has a great radio voice. I had actually asked a fellow guildie literally days before this if he'd be interested in doing a segment on the show, and he declined, and then when I heard Lady Sinea's voicemail, I just knew what I had to do. So I asked her if she'd be interested in a segment. She accepted, and the downfall of Guildcast began. Of course, that's not true at all. She added so much to the show, I can't even begin to describe it, seriously. Even though she says she still considers this my show, and she's merely a fan, I don't see it that way at all. The work she puts into the show, while remaining reliable and entertaining, really means a lot to me, considering this was my little project to begin with. So, from there, I've just tried to keep the show fresh and entertaining, and at the same time, deliver a healthy dose of education. With the recent addition of Solero to the crew, and the exception of a few small snags here and there, I think we'll be able to keep this up for a little while. I'd say my initial goals for Guildcast have been exceeded with the fact that it's now a listed fan site, it's caught the attention of the game developers themselves, it has around 2,500 listeners and receives over 1 million hits a month to the website. So now we just wait and see what else can possibly happen for Guildcast and the ever-expanding world of Guild Wars.
Hey, this is Wild Prince Solero giving you update, as it were. And this is episode 50, and as Sean said, episode 50 is a little bit different than normal. And that bodes well for me because, well, as many of you know, I've been kind of out of commission for the past couple of weeks. I know, there's been a lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot, like two people, asking me where I've been, and had to explain to them I've been really busy, but I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be that I'm here again, just recording. Time to have a little fun with this one. So, episode 50. Seems like it hasn't been that long. Well, maybe because for me it hasn't been that long. But I've been around since, I'd say, episode 23, 24, maybe? And after Sinea came on, so I don't even remember when Sinea wasn't even around. And I've been playing the game for, I'd say, over a year, maybe 14 months, about 15? Sounds about right. Many of you in GLU and SOR probably remember I was very excited to get my Shiro for my birthday, so you remember when about my 1 year anniversary was for my character. And it's funny, because I wasn't originally, as many of you know, the original PvP contributor, and I know that I'm not the best, but I'm definitely one of the more involved players in PvP, I'd say. Like, it got to the point when I was doing my most serious Heroes Ascent that I'd go into work, and one of my co-workers played Guild Wars as well, and I'd bring in the strategy guide, and we'd go over different strategies we were building and everything, but I digress. Episode 50, it's our background. It's our history. And he told me what he was going to do, what Sinea was planning on, that he knew of, and kind of an offshoot from that. And I've been playing video games for a while. I'm a nerd of about over a decade now, and going on many more, hopefully. And I can't remember what got me into it, but I just remember nights and nights of staying up late with my dad on school nights when I was about 8-9 years old playing Doom over a modem when broadband wasn't even around. And we were dialing up directly to his friend that lived across town. And I remember from that point on how much fun it was. And I always had these ideas in my head, these big grandiose ideas of what if game developers were able to take Zelda or Final Fantasy and make it so that everybody was a character. Everybody in the world was a character. And then EverQuest came out. But my computer couldn't run it. And then World of Warcraft came out. My computer could run it, but monthly fees? I was just getting a job. I didn't even have a car. Monthly fees was something I could not do. $50 plus 10 every month for the entire time I had the game? I couldn't do that. So I waited out. And I was hoping for something like Diablo that was free. And along came Guild Wars. And I started playing. And I started getting deeper and deeper into the story. And deeper into strategies. And I decided to go around looking. And I had just gotten an iPod. And I decided to start looking for podcasts. Because I had heard about them in forums. Like, check out this podcast. Check out this podcast. And I looked for a couple of my games. And I was like, might as well look for Guild Wars. It probably will be on there. And I started listening to it. It was fun. It was cool. It gave me insight to PvE where I was in, what, Draknair's Forge with a Ranger. I didn't even finish the game. And I was doing Ranger Spike teams. And I was monking and I was doing all this stuff. And I didn't even touch anything relatively expensive. I didn't go after money. I didn't go after gold. I went after fame for the term they use. It was fun listening to Sean while I was waiting to get a new Heroes Ascent team. And we were actually doing exams at school. And by the end of exams, I finished listening to almost all the podcasts except for two or three. On the final podcast I was listening to, he was talking about the PvP position. And as I said, I lived and breathed for making up PvP strategies. I mean, playing StarCraft and Warcraft, and now I'm playing BFME2. Like, RTSs and strategy games were always my thing. And I decided, since I view the Guild Wars PvP as an RTS, why not? We'll give it a shot. And I gave it my shot, and I didn't make it, per se, as I said earlier, but Sean did ask me to be kind of a guinea pig for a theory he was doing. And I forget what the episode number it was, but the Ranger Specialist episode, I'm sure some of you remember. I remember it because afterwards on the message boards, I got told that I sounded like Christian Slater in the Skype episode, which made me kind of laugh. Stung a little bit, but, well, you win some, you lose some sometimes, I guess. But I remember doing the Ranger episode and having a lot of fun with it and having a lot of fun talking with Sean and Lady Sinea and talking with them on TeamSpeak. And I've had a lot of fun times with a lot of the people I've met through here. And if this is anything special, it's me saying thanks pretty much for letting me do what I do, I guess. Like, thanks to Sean and Sinea and the listeners. And there's so many stories I could go on and on. It just is a lot of fun. And I hope in the future to talk to more of you. And I hope you guys like my segment. And I hope to see you again. And also, I wanted to take the end of this, the end of my little history, the end of my little segment on my history of Guildcast, to put in a new part of history. And since this episode, I've been saying this has been Solero bringing you your PvP update. But I thought about it, and Sean is really the Guildcast portion of the show. And Lady Sinea has the word on the street. And the PvP update? To me, that really seems kind of lackluster in the view of Guildcast. It kind of sounds out of place to me. So, here's a little contest that I'm going to have. I want everybody out there listening. I've announced this on the forums, and I don't know how many of you read the forums, but I wanted to make a formal announcement here that I wanted to tell everybody that there's going to be a naming contest. And I want you to name my segment. And I've had a couple of entries so far. And so far, the winner up until this point and the forum winner so far is The Royal News with Wild Prince Solero. And I really like that. It kind of is a quip at the prince, the royalty of my character. Characters, I guess you could say. And I wanted to throw it out there. And I know there's more listeners than just the ones on the forum, because not everybody that listens can get on the forums. So this is my formal introduction. Anybody, please whisper me in game. And as soon as I announce the title of the winner, if I don't contact you, get in contact with me, and you will get, some of you may scoff at this, but some of you do need 5,000 gold, 5K, 5 platinum, whatever you want to call it, out of my pocket. I know Eric, one of my guildmates, kind of made fun of me. When did I ever have 5K to give away? Well, at this point, I've got pretty much all I need, and I got backup people to help me regain when I lose. So I'm offering up 5K up for grabs for anybody who can come up with a creative name for the PvP segment that I do here. So, signing off, this is Solero with just a plain old update.
Hey all, this is Lady Sinea, and since this is Guildcast's 50th episode, I figured I'd tell you a little bit about myself. I am a monk. I grew up in Ashford Abbey. I enjoy farming and moonlit strolls along the beach in FOW. I have 2 sisters and 3 cousins who... What? This isn't the kind of information you were looking for? All right. My name is Astara. I'm 25, was born in San Francisco, but I've never actually lived in the city itself. I have a little brother who really hasn't been littler than me for several years now. Most of my friends don't live near me anymore because they joined the military or moved somewhere else after school, so my brother and I are very close, and he's really the closest thing I have to a best friend. I've had many random hobbies, among them such things as building Star Trek ship models, studying Taekwondo and Hapkido, doing weightless EVA simulations at NASA's Space Academy, and harassing new recruits in the U.S. Navy Sea Cadets. I got my high school diploma shortly before my 15th birthday, then I went to college for a couple of years, where I changed my major about 5 times and still couldn't settle on anything. I started working instead, and have had numerous different jobs, but never any actual career, probably because none of those jobs ever really suited me very well. What I'd really like to do with my life is write professionally. I've been writing serious fiction since I was about 11, and my forte has always been character description. I always put a little bit of myself into any of my protagonists, so if you ever wanted to learn more about me, you could hypothetically glean some information by reading about the characters that I've written. And yes, that even goes for characters like Kane. Now, although it might not seem like it, I do actually do other things besides play Guild Wars. One of the big things that I've been doing recently is I have been training for my very first marathon. And it's going to be tough because I have a little bit of a dilemma with the scheduling, because Nightfall is coming out just a couple of days before my race day. But to tell you the truth, finishing this race is going to be the single biggest physical accomplishment I've done to date, so forgive me when I say it's a little bit more important to me than playing Nightfall. The training has been wonderful, but I'm not sure if I will want to do another marathon in the future. Maybe I will, and I'll just wait until, like, 2008 or so before I do another. Or maybe I'll just back off and do smaller races like 5 and 10Ks. Or maybe I'll start thinking about a sprint triathlon, because I haven't done anything like that since I did a small youth triathlon when I was like 13. But anyway, I still haven't decided what's going to be in store for me after I accomplish this 26.2-mile crazy endeavor. One of the things that I've been considering about it is that this training has taken up a lot of my time. Last week, on Saturday, I ran 20 miles. Then on Sunday, I had to get up early to work all day at a Ducati event. And then I zipped home so I could talk to Sean and Lysander for episode 49. So, between work, Guild Wars, Guildcast, and running, I haven't had a whole lot of time for anything else. But I enjoy all of it, so it's alright. I'm in a kind of odd in-between generation. Younger than Generation X, I think I'm called something like Generation Y or Generation Net. And that name really fits because I almost, not quite, but almost can't remember a time before having access to the internet. I taught myself webpage design by studying source code and made a website for my dad's business when I was about 15. I've always been somewhat technically minded, aware of the latest technology and what's around, but for a few years, I sort of lost touch with the new developments, so that's why when one day I got a MySpace message from some random guy telling me to check out something called a podcast, I was skeptical. I had an MP3 player, but I have always been a big go-against-the-masses kind of person, and I refused to buy an iPod, so I had never used iTunes before. I had no idea what a podcast was, and it was very warily that I downloaded the first two episodes off of the guildcast.com website, but I was so glad later that I did. So that's a little piece of trivia for you that no one's ever heard before, and I don't think I have even ever told Sean this. But yes, Guildcast was the very first podcast that I ever listened to. It's kind of funny how things turn out. I originally started listening to Guildcast for the news because, frankly, I don't have the time or the patience to go scouring through websites to get all the latest info on what people think about this or that in the game. And honestly, I still listen to it for that because there have been about three big pieces of news recently that I didn't know anything about until I heard Sean talk about it on the show. But you know, sometimes the news wasn't all that interesting. And a lot of times, I simply heard about what was going on in the game from my friends online. So, why did I listen to Guildcast? In late 2005, I didn't need help with playing Guild Wars. I had 6 ascended characters, each armored and equipped with way more green weapons than I could ever need. I'd been to every zone. It wasn't like I needed some noob with a microphone to tell me how to play. But, for some reason, I listened anyway. Maybe it was because you could tell that here was a guy who just put on this show for fun, because he enjoyed playing the game so much. And the show was fun, it was interesting, and I enjoyed hearing about other people's views of things in the game. Even if there were things that made me cringe, like when the host said that in order to ascend a Mesmer, you're better off just using your secondary to do it. The first email that I sent to Sean was in January, and I took a look back through my old emails, and yes, my first letter to him was me telling him that he was wrong about the release date for Factions, because he had given a date that he saw on Amazon.com, and I wrote to him and told him, there's no release date yet, Gale said that anything you see is just rumor, and I also wrote to him something about how to properly do Thunderhead Keep. And then he would write me back with these long emails that were really more like novels than letters. And we got into some pretty in-depth conversations. And he claims that he's actually very shy in real life, which I'm not sure if I really believe that, but... And we talked about what was in store for the show, and we talked about the new forums, and he mentioned one time that he'd asked a guildie of his to do the skills and build segment, and we discussed that and a bunch of other various things. And then one day, I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but he asked me if I wanted to record something for the show. And I told him that I would be delighted to, but I warned him that he would only be contributing to and making my Guild Wars addiction worse. But he didn't care. Such a pusher. So, here we are, and this is now episode 50, and I am still a big fan of the show. Guildcast has come a long way, and I'm glad I've gotten to see it grow into what it is today. So like I said, on the first time that I ever called in, so many months ago, even though it seems like it was just yesterday, keep up the good work, Sean, and I'll keep tuning in.
So, I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this show. Next week, of course, we'll be back to the normal show format, and the topic will be voice chat programs, Ventrilo versus TeamSpeak. Of course, I'll talk about some other options as well, but Vent and TS are the two biggies for Guild Wars players. Also, since the Guildcast one-year anniversary is coming up in a month, I'd like to have a little get-together with the listeners. I know I've mentioned this before, especially in the forums we've talked about it, but I just wanted to formally announce that there will be some sort of one-year birthday party, complete with dwarven ale, prize giveaways, and just the whole nine yards. I'm sure I'll think of some more things to include. That day will also be Lady Sinea's birthday, so we need to do something extra special for her. But shh, don't tell her. That'll be between us. I'm still deciding on a perfect spot for this and a perfect time, so look for more information on this coming soon. But until next week, be sure to spread the word and tell your friends and tell your guildmates about guildcast.com.
So is 50 shows the blue or gold item anniversary?
I think it's purple.
Hey Guildcast, this is Brent and Brendan, and we're here to congratulate you on reaching the 50 show mark with Guildcast.
Not that many people put out that kind of quality with that kind of consistency.
Right, so Sean, Lady Sinea, and what's his name? Congratulations on your one-year, 50-show anniversary, and thanks for all the great work you do.
From two podcasters to three, great job, guys.